You listening, Shimon? Okay, fine. We're starting now on Chaf Dalet Amud Beis, right at the bottom of the Mishnah, the last line of the page. Mas Nisim, we have a Mishnah. Maisa Shabo Shnayim. There was two people who came. We're talking about the Edim. They saw the moon and they came to testify. But Omru, and they said, Re'inuhu, we saw it, Shachris, in the morning, but Mizrach, in the east of the sky. So we saw it in the east. Okay? But Armis, and then we saw it in the evening time, the moon, yeah, but Marov, in the west. Okay? So there's a question over here, when the moon that they saw in the Mizrach, so the Rashi brings two explanations, and was it talking about the old moon? They saw the old moon in the Mizrach, and then later on in the evening they saw the new moon in the Marav. He doesn't like that pshat. He prefers it that they saw the new moon in the morning, they saw it in the Mizrach, they saw it in the east, and then they saw it later in the west. Now, so this was a story. So Amma Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Says Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Eidi Sheker, these people are lying, Cain. It's not possible to see in the morning the moon in one side of the sky, and then see in the next, you know, in the evening, in the other side of the sky. It's impossible, can't be. These people are liars, don't accept them. However, Kushubo, when they came, these two Edim, Layavna, Yavna is what's where the Sanhedrin was after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Yeah, Kiblon, Rabban Gamliel. Rabban Gamliel accepted their testimony. Obviously, he thought it was true, it's possible to. Okay, a story in a similar vein. Va'oid, Va'oshnaim. Was another two Edim, probably different ones. Yeah, but Omru, and they said, Ri'inuhu, Bezmano, we saw the moon in its time. Okay, so that means they saw it on day 30. Yeah, Ubalel Iburo, but on the evening after, meaning that's the evening of the 31st, Lo Nira, we didn't see it, disappeared. The moon disappeared. So, the Kiblon Rabban Gamliel, but Rabban Gamliel, that didn't bother him. He accepted their test. So I'm a Rabbi Doisa, says Rabbi Doisa ben Hurkanus, commenting about this story. These Edim are obviously lying. How can it be? The Edim, they're testifying, Halaisha, a woman, she older, right? She gave birth. And then the next day, it's day, it's now, and you see she's still pregnant. Now that's a marshal, basically. Disappeared and it's pregnant again. Rabbi Shua said to her, I see what you're saying. I agree with you. Definitely. This is definitely A.D. Shack. These people are lying. Okay. So now, Rabban, there's always been a bit of Sigmund Brochas. There's a bit of sometimes a bit of tension between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabban Gamliel. Okay, so Shalach lo Rabban Gamliel. Rabban Gamliel sent to Rabbi Yeshua and he said, "Gizreini, I'm making gizir upon you. Boy, you should got to come to me at sleep by me, with your stick, and with your money, but Yom Kippurim on Yom Kippur, Shechal that came out, to be the Cheshbonecha on your calculating of it. Basically, because you hold Yom Kippur is going to be a day later, so that then you think the Yom Kippur is going to be. You're going to come to me, basically, go to Michal Yom Kippur. Okay, to show that I'm right and you're wrong. So, Halach, Matzo, Rabbi Kiva, Meitzah. He went, Rabbi Shua was on his way, and Rabbi Kiva found him, and he was, he was traveling on Yom Kippur as well. And maybe it was basically at some point on this, which you're not supposed to do. Okay. And, the Gemara is going to ask that question. Who was Meitzah? So the answer is going to be, I'm going to tell you, but it's going to be Rabbi Yeshua was Meitzah. For some reason, it's not clear over here. That's the Gemara asked that question. What's that? Good, the Gemara asked the question. I also, in context, yeah. Okay. So Amalai, he said to him, Rabbi Kiva is trying to make him feel better. Yeah. Yeshli lil moid, I can learn. Shekol Marsha Asa, that everything that he did, Rabban Gamliel, his Asa is good. Basically, if he decides, you know, it's Rosh Chodesh, you know, here it's Rosh Chodesh here, even if you think it's wrong. Yeah, Shinema, because he got this passage that says, Elu Moedei Hashem, these are the festivals of Hashem, Mikra Kodesh, Asher Tikru'u, that you guys, Tikru Oysom, okay, that you call them. Okay? And I suppose maybe it's like, you call them. Right, so what's them? It means the optional, them. What do you mean? So, Bein Bezmanam, whether it's in the right time, Bein Shelo Bezmanam, whether it's in the wrong time, but you call the shots. So, Ein Li Mordois Ela Elo. These are the Mordois, these are defined by man, so it's okay to be sure, you don't have to worry, you're not Mechalel Yom Kippur. So he's carrying on, he's still looking a bit sad, you know, it work 100%, so, Barloy Eitzel Rebbe Doisa Ben Hokinus. He came by Rebbe Doisa Ben Hokinus. This is the first person who said they were Eidi Sheker. So, Amaloy. So Rebbe, Doisa said, was also trying to appease, calm him down, Rebbe Yeshua. Amaloy, in Botin, if we're coming, Onu Ladun, to judge, but really means, over here means, if we're going to question. Okay. Acha Beis Dino Shalom and Gamliel, we're going to start saying maybe he's not right what he did. Tzarichim is going to come out. Also, Tzarichim Anu Ladun, you're going to have to question. I could call Beis Din. Right, a Beis Din. Every Beis Din, you can say, maybe they were wrong. Maybe, you know, maybe it's not right. Sha'om Abim Moish Moshe. From the time of the Beis Din of Moshe Beinu, Ad Achshav. And if you start questioning Beis Din, you have to question every Beis Din. So basically, I was going to explain why. Yes. So it's Shinema. So he's going to prove over here why it's okay. What they did is fine. From the Torah. It says Shinema. It says, V'yal Moshe, V'aron, V'nadav, V'yihu, all these people, right? These great Talmid Chachamim. Oh, and it says, V'shivim mizikne Yisrael, and the 70 of the elders of Yisrael. So comments, Rabbi Doisa, it says, V'lam alon isparshu, why wasn't it explained, Shemoisan, the names, Shal Zakenim of the Zakenim? When it says that, you know, list of this person, this person, this person, this person, Ella is coming, Lilmodcha, Lilamed, to teach, Shekol, Shlosha, Vishlosha, by the fact that they remained unnamed, every three, Shamdu based in, basically, every based in, Al Yisrael, right, he's Haray, who, the based in Osha Moshe, it's like the based in of Moshe. Why? Because normally would say, you know, like, let's say a person could say, like, Revel Yoshev, let's say, that's how. You say, well, Revel Yoshev's not as great as Moshe Rabbeinu. Right, so once you got the names, you can say he's not as great as him. But we said, oh, but maybe Revel Yoshev was as great as one of the 70 Zakenim. Because we don't know who they were, right? So it could have been that, so he would be fitting to be in the base then of Moshe Rabbeinu. So therefore, by the fact that he left it, this like, didn't say who they were, basically, they're okay. We're gonna speak more about that in the Gemara. Not today, though, I think. So, now. Oh, here we go. So, not on Makloi. So it sounded like he didn't actually, like, he's either leaving, Rabbi Doisa. He took his stake and his money, Biadoi, Baholoch Yavna, and he went to Yavna. Eight of Rabbi Gamliel, Biyom Shechal, they came out, Yom Kippur, Liois, according to his Rabbi Yeshua's calculation. So Omad Rabban Gamliel. Rabban Gamliel got up, the Noshkoy Al Roshoh, and he kissed him on his head. Omaloi, and he said to him, Boy Bishalom, come in peace, Rebbe, my teacher, Talmidai, also my Talmud. Why Rebbe Bachokhba? You see, Rabban Gamliel was saying that, you know, Rabbi Yeshua, you know more than me. Yeah. But we still, my Talmud, Shikibalta Esdevorai, that you accepted my sack, because that he had the jurisdiction. Okay, Gemara. Tanya. Now we're going to explain the first case of the two Edim, that we saw the moon in the beginning of the day, which was in the east, and then the end of the day, it was in the west. And how could that be? So, Tanya. Amol Lahem, Rabban Gamliel told them, right, L'chachomim, Kach Mekublani, I have a transmission, Mibes Avi Abba, from the father of my father, from maybe it's from Hillel, from that, you know, that was the line over there. Pam, and sometimes Shabbat Barucha, sometimes is the long, we're talking about the path of the moon. Sometimes it's a long path. Yeah, Pam Shabbat Baketzara, and sometimes it's a short path. So therefore, basically, the moon, the path of the moon sometimes varies. So even this seems strange to you, that you could see it in the morning in the east and the night and in the evening in the west. This happens sometimes. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, says Rabbi Yochanan, my timer, the Bay Rebbe, what is the reason? Here we saw it in the morning in the east and the evening in the west. But each day it will be in a different place in the sky when the day starts. No, it's like the sun. It moves like, you know, because I'm not really sure, to be honest, either. I don't know. If you would know, you'd know. I don't know. Yeah, I haven't. Rashi doesn't really explain it over here either. Yeah, I'm not sure. Was that? Yeah, it should be. Yeah, I also thought so. I'm not sure why. But it wasn't normal, basically. And they said sometimes, the point is sometimes it changes. Let's. I assume so, but then we said also the sun. Yeah, maybe it's like that. It depends on the angle. It's like, yeah, when you get a plane, where it depends on if you fly over the. Yeah, could be that, yeah. So my timer, that's the same thing, yeah. My timer, debate Rebbe. What is the reason debate Rebbe? Dechsiv, we learn in Barchi Nafshi. Okay, so when you learn in Barchi Nafshi, this pasuk. What is the reason of the Bay Rebbe that basically explains that the moon, the path of the moon varies? Well, he's from Rebbe. Rabban Gamliel was in the lineage of Rebbe, Hillel. Yeah, Rabbi Shimon and Gamliel, they're all in the same line. And they came from Rebbe as well. A lot of yichus over there. So, Dechsiv, it says over here, it says, also Yerech Lamordim, Hashem made the moon, for the sake of the Moedim, okay, for the fact, right? And Shemesh Yodam Aboyo, and the sun knows it's when it goes in and comes out. So we make a deal. Shemesh Yodam Aboy. Shemesh knows when it's time to come in and come out. Yeah, but it sounds from this pasuk that Yerech Lo Yodam Aboyo. The moon doesn't really know what's going on. Sometimes it changes. It's path. So, therefore, we see in that posuk an allusion to this. Okay. Just one more thing, and then we'll stop. Rebbe Chia, Chazya L'Sira. He saw the Sira is moon in Aramaic. He saw the moon. The Havakai B'Tofra, it was basically it was standing in the morning, and we're talking about the old moon over here. So basically, he saw the old moon in the morning time, the Esrim B'Tisha, on the 29th, day, yeah, so, and he wasn't happy with that. Shokal, he took, collar is over here, like a clod of dirt. A posak means, and he threw, they, at the moon. So he picked up a clod of dirt, threw it at the moon, and he said the following, Amar, la'orsa, in the evening, basically tomorrow, be'inun, la'kadushe, we want to make a new moon, right? So get away, old moon, we want to do a new moon tomorrow, so get away, old moon. And we're worried it was going to stay in the sky till the night. And then if it stayed in the sky till the night, we understand you can't make a new moon the next day. At Kayamas Hacha, you're standing here, old moon. Zeal, go. Ich see. Be covered up. We don't want to see you. Amalei Rebbe, says Rebbe to Rebbe Chia. He says, Zeal, go. Le'ein Tov. Le'ein Tov is a place. Bekidshe and sanctify, means the next day, sanctify the moon. The Yarcha, the moon, the Shalachli, and send me a Simna, yeah, that you did it, that you sanctified the moon. The following, it says, David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayom. So that's what we say in Berkus in Levana. He said, so just as that's David Melech is Nimshal Kalavana. So basically, he should say this pasuk, David Melech Chai V'Kayom, to indicate that you sanctified the moon. And why did they do that? Because some people explain that people over there, basically, in where they were, they saw the old moon. As soon as they saw the old moon and it looked like it wasn't going to, you know, change, so they said, just go over there. Yeah, you could. We learned previous that you're allowed to fix the moon. So yeah, it's anyway. We'll stop here.